Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You don't know what it was like back at WJFK before me, too.
Okay, stop it.
He said, I need you to put gas in my car and
I know.
Don't ignore the toes, boy.
Yeah. Okay, stop it. Stop it.
A dog's need you today.
Right. Woof, they'd be barking.
Story. So I go out.
I am so truly going to miss Uncle Dave because it's the one time a year at your Christmas party where he would wear a tie. And he would come up to me during every year, during your speech, your lengthy yeah. speech. And Uncle Dave would say, can you believe this guy?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy that special gift from Target.com, Walmart.com, or Macy's.com, make sure you click the shopping banner on our website. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And happy holidays from everybody at the Mike O'Mara Show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I only call this chip in once per season. Hey, Rob, how many days till Christmas?
You jerk!
Won't be able to do it again.
Hey, this guy will tell you. 20
days left for there Christmas shopping.
I know how many days it is. I talked to my kid about it.
Oh. Hi there.
Shopping.
Ivar.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Only got 20 days more.
Hi there. Time's a-fleetin'. You better get busy.
Right.
And I know why
Thanks.
You do
he
that.
Thanks, phoned that one in, yes.
Well, because all the others are so great.
Right.
You did that so you don't have to worry about it the rest of the show. Now it's done.
Yeah, it popped into my head
Checklist.
At the beginning of the show that we're doing that. And I also put a kid to bed every night, and I mentioned tomorrow 20 days. 20
well, that's
days, because he's at that age. He's five, and he's at that age where it really
he's
matters.
He's excited
and
for Santa.
Has he written a letter yet?
No. I don't know if we'll do that. We don't write in our family. But anyway...
No, you got it. You know, my mom still has letters that I wrote to Santa. It's
really?
A great keepsake. Don't let him type it. Make him write it.
Really?
Yeah, in crayon.
Yeah.
You know,
and burn the edges so it looks like the Constitution.
If you want to know, and it's I think it's touching how committed Rob used to get as a small child
right.
to Santa Claus. And by the way, if you want to see the story of that, there's a movie that I watched last night. It's called Bad Santa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Rob is the little boy in that. And it
modeled
was really
loosely on me, yeah.
Modeled loosely on you, and it was wonderful up until Billy Bob ate your advent calendar.
I remember.
And
yeah.
drank vodka. That's it.
I just remember, I think it was my fifth birthday, what I wanted. I said, Dear Santa, I've left you cookies and milk, and I've been a very good boy, and all I want is a Bob Mackey original.
There you go. Showbiz.
When did you stop asking?
That's he was a gown designer. Also.
Yes,
he
oh, no, I moved past that. Thank you for clarifying.
He designed gowns for the first
for
lady.
For Cher and, here, and also Carol Burnett.
I think Jackie Kennedy.
I think he did some work. He worked with all the great ones.
Bob Dear Santa Claus,
mm-hmm.
for Christmas, all I want is my dad to come back.
Yes, so true. And he did.
That?
He did come back every Christmas morning, at least till lunchtime.
Let me see.
He fed him and then he was out the door. He said, you make breakfast, boy? A tradition
mine
must
be
like tradition that holds true.
Five all the way through. Dear Santa, I want to understand what the older kids in the neighborhood are talking about. Because they made fun of me all the time. I was one of the youngest kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sad. You know
Did
what
you ever ask
sad?
Santa to hurt Chad
I'm
Ram?
Trying to do this segue 12 times here.
Okay.
I want to talk about this.
Okay.
I'm watching a video the other day, and nothing screams the woman controls your life than these cups.
Yeah.
I was watching these.
It looks like a Hawaiian shirt. It does.
It's a little obnoxious.
Plastic.
So this is my new
you're better than
my
plastic,
new vessel.
Mike.
And by the way, some of you at home might be wondering what I keep in here. And this is all Tito's vodka.
That's nice.
Yay.
For every show. Look at how big that is. And it's really, if you know, when you get to a certain point when you've acquired the taste, there's no bitterness.
I know.
There's no reaction to it. It's just like drinking water.
I know a lot of people will, you know, make themselves one drink at a time, but you have the same theory that I do, is you pour yourself at the beginning of the day, one pint, 16
right.
ounces of Tito's
mm-hmm.
vodka, and
mm-hmm.
when that runs out, you're done drinking for the day.
Done drinking for the day, and with the right amount of ice, you could make that last and last and last. And speaking of Tito's vodka, I saw a picture online of our own Jimmy Cerrito, who has made a wonderful renovation to Jimmy's outside bar area at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia. And I noticed that Jimmy now has a fire pit.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or what one would describe
heaters
as those,
a fire pit.
Those things you buy at Costco, you know, with the... that you put the logs in.
Yeah.
And that he was sitting
something
sadly.
Something that EQ had to assemble, no doubt.
Exactly. And he's sitting sadly in front of it, and he says, Jimmy's wants wood.
Yeah.
Delivery of wood. So I guess he doesn't have firewood
asked for a donation, and then if you could possibly do something in parentheses and a smaller font. He also said, but we'll pay for it if we have to.
You know, we haven't done this in a while. Do we have Mr. Cerrito's phone number?
Oh, of course.
Is there a chance
do.
That we could call him at the beginning of the show?
Yes. And what was he watching
like
last time?
Him, well, he was either
the
coloring,
wasn't it?
He was watching Rawhide.
Rawhide, that's what it was.
He was
Pony,
watching Rawhide.
Do you have
Rawhide.
Jimmy's number? Yeah, you do? Okay. And answer to your previous question, yes, we are. There you go. Thank
yeah,
you.
We're calling him through the system, Pony.
The system.
Because it's always great. We're going to call
we'll put
James
the system
Tiberius.
On trial.
I want to find out about the fire pit. I want to find out about Christmas. I want to find out about his recent trip to Florida where he didn't even drop in. He went all the way to Key West.
Oh.
Really?
That's okay. Yeah, people do that.
That's
like,
where he,
it's not like you come and visit the state and you got to see me.
Isn't that his hometown? He comes from Key West, Florida, doesn't he?
No.
Born and raised?
No, he comes from Buffalo, New York.
Oh, I must have missed it. He actually, I should have already extended this invitation. He announced the date and time for the Jot Christmas party, and he'd love if we all could come.
What's the Jot? What? Tell
us. No, he would not love if we all
You're
could
the free
come.
DJ.
You are the free DJ. Does he pay you for that?
No, but I will say this. In fairness, it's impossible for me to pay for a drink at his bar.
Love letters.
That's wonderful. Well, it's overdue, and we haven't checked in with him.
Rise and shine, porcupine.
Hey, it's been too long since we've had you on the show. The last time we spoke to you was in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas.
I know. What's going on? I've been listening, though. I listen all the time.
That's wonderful. I mentioned you at the very beginning of the show that you have a major renovation, a major upgrade that you have installed at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Yeah.
In
a fire feature.
Beautiful. The fire feature, the fire pit that you have put in. Did you go to Costco for that?
I think we ordered it through your website, Walmart.
Very good. Oh,
hey, attaboy.
Just talking
How about
that.
Early. What he like gets the like plug man. In at 9:21 in the morning. I am so proud of you. Now, yesterday,
hey,
you put on social media, and I love following you, Jimmy, on social
media. You're the happiest man online.
It's great, but you were sitting sadly in front of your little fireplace, and it looked like you were sending out a solicitation for getting some firewood. Is that true?
Yes, I'm trying to get some free firewood.
All right, well, you should get some free. You're Jimmy. You should get all the free firewood. Where are you going to keep the firewood?
We have a place out in the beer garden. We have those metal racks that'll hold it up off the ground.
How is the fire pit going over with the people, the people, the customers, the customers?
Everyone loves it. It's you know, there's nothing like a bonfire.
Yes, right. It's actually like French. It means good fire.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why not go gas, baby?
Yeah, baby.
Because the firewood is actually cheaper than gas or propane.
Oh.
It's the way to go.
Especially if it's donated.
Yeah. And you know, and that's where he is a savvy businessman.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Jimmy, I must say that I was a little disappointed that you recently spent a good chunk of time in my home state, and I didn't get a chance to see you, but I guess you were down at the southern tip of the state, down in Key West. You went to Key West for a while?
I did. I got to tell you real quick, my mother-in-law, God bless her, turned 80 years old. Happy birthday, Mary Jane.
Woo! Mary Jane Donahue, right?
Yeah, Maureen's mother, yes.
Yes, Maureen Mary Donahue Jane. Cerrito. Yeah.
Big pothead, right?
She's the matriarch. For
okay.
her birthday,
right.
She took the entire family on a vacation, a 7-day cruise.
Wow.
And then after the cruise, we spent 3 days in Key West.
Wow.
So it was with the in-laws. There was nothing I could do except do whatever they wanted me to do, and I was all for it. It was wonderful.
Did that include jumping out of the airplane?
Yeah, and that's Kelsey's gig. She's hooked on that now.
Oh, God, that would kill me as a father. Does that freak you out a little bit when Kelsey likes to skydive?
I tried to get her in the chorus, piano lessons.
Does she only try? Does she only try to jump out of airplanes after a long flight with you?
Let me ask you about Kelsey. So is Kelsey now a physical assistant, a trainer for some sports, college sports teams?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. She did get her master. She lives with her aunt and uncle in Raleigh temporarily until she lands the full-time job. She is interning as a athletic trainer for women's soccer, and she is waiting tables at a sports bar.
Oh, okay. Doing waiting great. For her career to take off. She's Kelsey's is a trainer, and she's going to be an athletic trainer for a sports team, and that's very, very cool.
Very proud.
What is her ultimate goal for that? Would she ever like to really work in the ranks of say the NFL or something like that? Or where's her area of interest?
The sky's the limit.
Okay.
She probably is going to end up in a college or a high school.
Very cool.
She's currently interning. The guy that she's interning for was the head trainer for the Carolina Hurricanes hockey team for many years.
Mm, okay. So, all right. That's cool. And
really
so now
networking.
Well, that's cool. Kelsey's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. She's a great kid. Now on to the restaurant. What is planned during the holidays? I know the holidays are a very, very big time at Jimmy's
Festive
Old Town Tavern.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for the invitation.
Rob was just mentioning your Christmas party where he is. Rob, you're planning on being the DJ again
this
year?
Of course. I believe it might be. Jimmy, could it be my 10th year?
It could be, Rob, yes.
I know you're
you have a lot of patience.
You're a bear for statistics. Yeah, it's my 10th year DJing for Jimmy. I wouldn't miss it. Are you kidding? It's great.
Anything else going on at the Old Town Tavern in Herndon?
Yeah, it's real busy, so I'm getting ready to leave for a little while and go to California.
Oh, no! No! You're leaving at the beginning of December. You're going to what is with you? What are you going to do? What if Eric drops dead?
Mike, before he answers, let me tell you, I was having a conversation last night at Big O and Duke's, and I said, you know, Mike's always said that if you're a restaurant owner, you got to be there all the time.
All the time.
I think the only time that Jimmy's is not there is when we have an annual show somewhere off campus, or Ozzy's playing somewhere, and he goes to see him in Buffalo.
Right. Jimmy spends 2 days a year at his restaurant. That's, that's the way it goes.
I think B.B. King spent more time at B.B. King's than Jimmy spends at Josh.
Yeah, B.B. will be here a little later.
Yeah, he'll be here later.
Jimmy, how long are you going to be in California?
I'm just going out for 3 days. My uncle passed away, and I'm going to be...
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy.
Okay, now
so
I feel
I'm going
bad.
Out for that. But I might have to, you know, try in a couple fun things when I'm out there.
Let me ask you a question.
Of course.
Can we bring it back to the fire pit for a second, Jimmy? At any time, will your insurance policy allow you to serve Jot S'mores?
No, you know what we want to do? Those foot-long hot dogs on a stick.
Oh, the good ones. You know those hot dogs he has the best. That I like so bad?
He has the best.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Use a lot of starter fluid.
Jimmy,
see everybody out there with their hot dogs.
Let me make an effort to promote your restaurant again, since you don't seem to want to join in. You want to tell me you're going to California. What? Any big events coming up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern?
Yes, Super Bowl 2019 featuring the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. Not this year. No.
By saying that, he means that during commercial breaks, he'll be playing highlights of the podcast on the sound system.
Yeah. I got in terrible trouble the last one I went to.
When are you coming back, Mike?
I don't know. I'm not.
We haven't seen Mike.
You know what,
in
Jimmy?
DC
Jimmy, there's
a
chance that I might do the ride this year. I might do the Rolling Thunder thing.
Okay.
I might coincide it with my daughter's graduation and
maybe.
Why are you guys looking at me like that?
You know, I mean, it might, chance. You know,
It's hot down here.
All depends on the graduation. Get this close to the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's not set in stone that she's going to graduate. She's still a few credits short.
Got to work for you.
Yeah.
Might do the graduation, then hang in D.C. for a while, do some shows at Podcast Village.
If you could, Mike, go ahead and stay through the 4th. They have wonderful fireworks on the mall in D.C.
The 4th of July in nation's capital.
That's right. And then, of course, August is the most beautiful time in the district.
Is there now? Now we lost our good friend and the guy we love to poke fun at. Great sport,
I'm here.
Uncle Dave, this year. So, is there any area? Is there like a memorial bar stool or an area of Jimmy's that's dedicated cave. To Uncle Dave?
We do have a little shrine for Uncle Dave. We have his framed picture and we have his Charging Buffalo Award and a certificate and stuff. So it's right there in the Buffalo Wing in those beautiful new cabinets we have.
I am so truly going to miss Uncle Dave, because it's the one time a year at your Christmas party where he would wear a tie, and he would come up to me during your speech, your lengthy speech, and Uncle Dave would say, "Can you believe this guy?"
Oh, that's sweet. All right. Well, go to California. And are you still doing the adult coloring books? And I'm not talking about X-rated. I'm talking about coloring books for grown-ups. Are you still coloring?
Yeah, I'm working on one right now. I'll send you a picture.
Please do.
Don't bother.
How
Please
great is
you.
It
like
that
it.
He's working on it? It's like he's not done. He's in the process. Okay, Da Vinci, nice work.
They got to be perfect.
That's right.
And thanks for your help in Las Vegas on stage. You were wonderful.
Yes.
Hosting our game out there, and we're looking forward to. I hope you're out there for every single one ever do, no matter where we do it.
Can I do a birthday shout out today, Mike?
You sure? Of course, Jimmy. We're calling you. We'd like you. This is your time. Anything
Oscar.
You want to talk about?
Yes.
Sure, Oscar, you should know this. Today is Goose's birthday.
Woo! Oh, the Goose! John Goose!
That's Goose!
The Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Goose.
Goose that has a full wardrobe for every holiday.
Very special birthday.
Yes.
Will there be any drink specials celebrating that?
Yes, Grey Goose.
Grey Goose. Okay, thank you very much. All right, Jimmy, best to Maureen and the whole family and everybody. And if I don't talk to you, Merry Crimble to you and the family.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mike and Mary Nation. God bless you all.
There he goes. That's
Jimmy. Bye-bye.
Hang up on him. Thank you. That's a remarkably lucid appearance at this early hour for Jimmy. I'm
sorry. You know why? It's because in about an hour, he's actually going to wake up and say, "Did I dream that?"
Yeah, he's on his way to California. Well, his uncle passed.
But this is I didn't want to bring this up.
Yes.
But Jimmy went from Las Vegas to Los Angeles.
That's right.
When his uncle passed then. So he's going back.
Oh, so, all right. So, in other words, if we're speaking Jimmy code, going out because his uncle passed is code word for him going to Disneyland.
That's it.
That's it. Very good. Start the damn show. We're all set.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jimmy.
www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy. How's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you
get...
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No!
No!
No, that's fine. On your way out... Just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but she shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Hey, neighbor!
Ted! What the hell are you doing on my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted. How thoughtful.
Hey, sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry, I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you?
Without you.
Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know. You should have seen the traffic. And on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
Ted.
All right, you can play
this
that.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
Mike O'Mara show's on.
The Mike O'Mara show has decided to start now.
Now.
Please make all necessary arrangements to listen.
You know what this is, Mike? This is Wait.
Mike O'Mara show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
So the founder of CNN and the husband of Jane Fonda for a short time, Ted Tiona.
Ted, what are the cookies?
Ted Tiona. Cookies. Cookies. He doesn't say cookies. Ted, stop eating the cookies.
Ted.
Ted. There we go. That's maybe a primer for Arnold at his prime when I used to do the Arnold
and
impression.
And because you're doing it, what is the toy he wants to get?
Turbo Man. Put Sinbad. Sinbad. Turbo Man. Put the Turbo Man.
Gotta go back and check it out.
Shopping.
Cookies.
Ted. Tell Sinbad to put the Turbo Man in the shopping cart.
Oh, God.
We are live from a podcast Village Studios. In our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Ted, put down the Turbo Man. The Mike O'Mara Show, where TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you are a first-timer, sit back, relax, Ted, and prepare to be entertained.
And
entertained. Entertained. And for I'm really breaking down the Arnold impression. Prepare to be entertained. And for our
this is the best.
Yeah.
And for our longtime friends, thank you. From the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word.
You see, Oscar, this is before Arnold became cocky Arnold, Governor Arnold. This is a previous incarnation, Ted.
From Burlington, Vermont to Woodland, California, from Baltimore, Maryland to Eugene, Oregon, from Belfast to the Philippines, from the Philippines, from Belfast to the Philippines. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Grove.
Yes.
It's that time of year again, holiday season. The best part of the house is jam-packed with family. The worst part, the cleaning. Hey!
Oh, boo!
Whether it's kids dropping cranberry sauce on your uncle's sloppy gravy technique. Oh, I'm sorry. No, they don't drop the cranberry sauce on your uncle's sloppy.
No.
It's whether it's kids dropping cranberry sauce or your uncle's sloppy gravy technique. If you'd like, for Grove, and I don't think the people at Grove would mind, I would show you my uncle if he was doling out
please,
the gravy.
Please.
It would have been something like this.
Uncle Bill Shane.
Anyway, nothing cleans my house like Mrs. Myers, and I love the scents. Get Mrs. Myers' exclusive offer from Grove before it runs out. Mrs. Myers is not only the O'Mara family go-to cleaning product, it is the Parsley family. It's my sister's family. They love Mrs. Myers. Wonderful holiday scents like Iowa pine, peppermint, or orange clove. Plus, new customers will get the free holiday set when you place your first order of $20, which has Mrs. Myers holiday hand soap, Mrs. Myers holiday dish soap. This is the time to get it.
Everything.
Mrs. Myers holiday multi-surface spray, a Grove Collaborative red cleaning caddy, and Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges.
Mm.
Plus, if you spend $39, you'll also receive a free Grove Stoneware Tray to beautifully display your new holiday soaps.
And
ever since I took my first shipment of Grove, I swear to you, my house smells and feels cleaner. Carly, you have to get this. Get the Grove Holiday Package.
Get it now.
I'm already over the pumpkin. Shop Grove before this exclusive holiday offer runs out. This stuff will be gone before you know it. For a limited time, our listeners who sign up get the amazing free Mrs. Meyers holiday products, a free 60-day VIP membership, and a surprise bonus gift when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. Check out Grove and our special offer at grove.co/TMOS. Remember, that's grove.co. Not that com.
Ed.
/TMOS. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Will you watch Jingle All the Way this year?
No. Don't watch that one. No. I'm pretty much, I knocked out It's a Wonderful Life when my daughter was down here. We watched that new Kurt Russell one that I thought about. I'll take a peek at the little half hour ones like Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Bullied Reindeer.
What about Black and White Miracle on 34th Street?
I know you love that one. Yeah, I like the end of that one. That's the best ending. As far as Rudolph, with what I've read lately about parents don't want to let their kids watch Rudolph because it features bullying. There's bullying from beginning to end on Rudolph. I did that as shtick, as a joke, okay? It's not life scarring. You're not going to be scarred. My kid last night went to bed saying, my job is to make bucks out of you. That he was literally in bed. I could hear. We were laughing our asses off out in the living room because you hear in the bedroom, you hear him go, my job is to make bucks out of you. Oh, my
God. Is he doing the impression?
Yeah, he was affecting the voice.
He does my impression. He likes me to do the impression. Oh. My job is to make... The gym coach who I talked about. Isn't it Prancer?
I think Prancer is the coach, reindeer coach.
I think he ought to be Dixer is what his name ought to be because he's such... Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, there are two villains in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's not the Abominable.
It's not the Bumble.
Thank you. No. It is Santa.
Yeah.
And is it Prancer?
I'll double check. I think it is Prancer because...
But the gym coach, the one that's training the reindeer.
All right, you
voice like that. All right, you guys. He's got that terrible, obnoxious voice. And then when Rudolph shows his red nose, he's like, we won't let Rudolph play in any more of our reindeer games. Just an abysmal prick. But it's
what
not
about the head elf? Head elf is kind of a dick too.
He's a dick, but Hermie is on his own world. I'm focusing on Rudolph here. And incidentally, even the king of the misfit toys, that lion with the wings, he's a bit of a nad too. You know, where it's just like, no, you can't stay here. You know that it's like screw you, dude.
King,
you know?
Moonracer. That's his king name.
Was that really?
Let's do a Christmas show. Let's write a Christmas show right now.
Okay, yeah, according to YouTube, Comet is the coach. I misspoke.
Comet. Mm. Yeah, that sounds more like it. Mm. But here it is. I've done that shtick about Rudolph and how Santa comes, well, you might as well make sure. You know, Santa's got that attitude where he's just so one-dimensional.
You know, he's a dick to his wife as well. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't feel well. He's skinny.
Right.
No one wants a skinny Santa.
Unless Kurt Russell's in the movie.
That's right.
It's perfectly all right.
Very physically fit. Yeah.
Again, I just want to focus on our godson, Rob.
Okay.
The idea that your son is already at 5 doing your voice... Of that coach in his room without you guys in there.
Yeah.
He's got. Okay.
You know what he is? He's like Noel Blank, Mel Blank's son.
Thanks, Rob.
Don't be rude.
That's a high praise.
Noel Blank.
No, it's not high praise. You know, nobody
knows.
Nobody
knows who Noel Blank is.
But everyone knows who
Mel Blank
is.
Rob, give the backstory. Mel Blank was the voice of Bugs Bunny and all the Warner Brothers cartoons.
Like every cartoon character. And
tell us about Noel Blank. Kind of a failed imitation.
True Hollywood story.
Well, he did his best to pick up the mantle. He wasn't quite there.
Yeah, there's no mantle for my kid to pick up here. You know, I mean, I've had a very nice career. I'm very happy with it. But I wish for wonderful, great things for my son.
Yes.
I'd like him to eclipse me in every way. And
right.
I would hope that it would start with academics and it would go on from there. But let me get back to my kid.
Yesterday,
I pick him up. I pick him up at his preschool. And the director, there are two things that happen with the director. She comes out and she says, do you have a minute? I need to make a copy of the script for the Christmas play. We've added more lines for your son.
Hey!
Now, you know, he's one of the older kids that's in preschool, so apparently he's demonstrated an aptitude, and they're giving him more lines. And I'm like, ha-ha-ha. And I swear to God, I said something so dickish and just said it without even thinking. I'm walking into the office, I guess the other ones couldn't cut it, huh? And I realize these are preschool. It's a horrible thing to say.
Well, also, they're not redshirted.
this is true.
He's the he's the only 9-year-old.
Somebody sent me a Harvard University study about that. I'm doing the right thing. I'm good doing the right thing.
I was saying
thing.
A lot of things about Trump as well, Mike. Yeah. So, you know.
No, this is a good thing. I think it's going to be fine when he goes into shut up. Anyway, it's
going to
be
fine.
He's the only
9-year-old in preschool. And he's going to really light up the stage.
He got his extra lines. And then I'm saying, I see she highlighted some new lines. Do you know this one? And I like read the first word. And then he gave me the full line. Like Captain Ginger is going to get the thing.
Is it a secular or a religious play?
I don't know, Rob. I don't
Does it open up into a larger play?
Don't ask me those questions.
Well, you read the script. I just want to know if it's a Jesus play or a Santa play.
I don't think it's like the other school that he was at.
How is he? How is
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah. How is he doing the lines in this room? Was he playing with his toys?
He works with his mother. He works with his mother. He rehearses with his mother.
No. I'm talking about...
I overheard it. When we hooked up this morning, I heard Carla in the background saying, meat loses its vitamins if it's overcooked. Yeah.
Stage mom. How is he doing what?
He's my job is to make you, like, get you guys in line. How's he doing that?
All right. So last night...
who is he talking to? Stuffed animals?
You want to know all of it? Yes! I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to subject myself to mocking. And last night, the afternoon starts where Carl and I lay out the afternoon that we're going to decorate the tree, and then we're going to have the job that we have postponed ridiculously, the cleaning of the garage, which is just hell.
I'm still postponing it. It's bad.
Evil, poisonous toad carcasses. You know, we're just going to get in there, and we're going to clean out the garage. So we're going to do that. And... she says to me, all right, if I'm going to do that, can I just chill? I've been up since 5:30. Can I just have 2 hours? And I said, okay, go ahead. Take 2 hours to yourself. I'll pick the lady. She says, if you pick the little guy up today, I'll give you a foot rub tonight. I said, okay,
fantastic.
You're on. It's a deal. So I go off and I pick him up at school. Now, I'm sorry. That's the bribe. That's the bribe. And that works for me. That's fine. She literally, if you want, well, not you guys. But if you want to get me to do anything,
why can't we give you foot rubs?
Okay, just stop, please.
Now you don't know what it was like back at WJFK before me too.
Okay, stop it.
He said, "I need you to put gas in my car." And
I know.
Don't ignore the toes, boy.
Yeah. Okay, stop it. Stop it.
A dog's need you today.
Right. Woof! They'd be barking.
Tell this story. So I go up, I pick him up, and then I don't know what happened. But
I know what you're saying.
I put him down to bed. Yes. When we put him down to bed, he takes his little allergy medicine. He brushes his teeth. He pees and he washes his hands. And then it's bedtime.
Yes.
And I, as he's in there, he's peeing and he goes, I'm going to make bucks out of you. And I just lose it. I crack up. I said, what are you doing? I said, are you doing Rudolph? I said, are you doing? He said, yeah, Dad, do that voice. I said, ah. And he loves that because that's all I do. I just go, ah, Rudolph. And he's just like, cracks up.
Great.
But it's not affecting him.
No,
it's not
going
to. The bullying in that, is it a dickish show? I've made jokes about that.
Yes.
When I did my shtick and I made jokes about it, I didn't intend for people or a parents' council or any of this to write a letter about it.
Agreed. My fascination was the idea. And remember, my father was probably on an airplane when I was doing all these things when I was a kid. My brother and sister were putting me to bed.
He spent 24 hours a day on a plane.
My fascination.
Right up until he was 18.
My fascination is the idea, because whether we believe it or not, and I'm lucky enough that my parents would make me sit at these formal dinners when we were younger.
Yeah,
and
at the embassy.
And I would see them talk and communicate with adults back and forth and disagree with respect and go back and forth.
Right.
And you could, and I didn't want to be there. I wanted
There's
to play
another
with my,
one. By the way, the Bush funeral today, I hear the sirens again.
Moving towards the National Cathedral, which is a stone's throw away from here.
Walking distance.
But your son, by proxy, the idea that he's got this chip and he gets to be with you. I remember
Shannon. He's got the comedy gene.
Shannon said that one day, she goes, I wish Mike was my dad one time because you were doing so many great voices growing.
I did stick for the kids in the lobby when I was picking up.
Right?
Dad said, Michael says, do the pepper thing. And I said, this is my routine.
I love this.
And they're all little, by the way. He towers over them because we're redshirting him, right? So all these little ones are waiting for their mom and dad. And do the pepper thing. And I go in and I said, hi, guys. We all having a good day?
Yeah.
I said, are we all having a good day? Yeah. I said, I can't hear you. Are we all having a good day? Yeah. I said, I can't hear you. Meanwhile, the teacher's aide's like, when is he going to leave?
Yeah.
And they all, and then Michael says, do the pepper thing. I said, would you like to see Donald Duck sneeze? I said, all right, Michael, throw the pepper in my face. And I go, and then you get 3-year-olds are all going,
yeah.
And they all like that. And it's like a triumph. And I said, I'm here all week. And the teacher's aide doesn't get that joke. And I leave. And then
she was scared that you were going to stay a week.
She was worried about that. She was worried about it. But the one thing I wanted to tell you about the teacher, so they give him more lines.
Right.
And I'm on 1,850 calories a day. And the teacher, the supervisor of the Montessori school, where right. he is running around. She's obviously got 500 different things to do. She's making copies of this script, and she's got a little Sammy in her hand. She's got a little sandwich. Mm. And my getting extra lines for my kids, or seeing that he's doing very well, or doing it is completely overwhelmed by. I go, is that a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that you're eating? And I suddenly, I'm in towards the end of my day,
yeah.
And I'm a little bit calorically deprived for my liking. I said, man, that is really, really good. And then we start talking about the Costco organic fruit spread that's 40 calories a tablespoon. Mm. And I'm just going, are you? And I get home, I'm like, Carla, do we have any jelly? I have to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for me. By the way, is a great cheat. If you want something sugary.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
Yes. Does Carla do imitations of you when she's working on your feet?
No.
No?
No.
My job is to get you boys in line.
No, we were.
Was that you doing Comet?
Yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Let's do the toes now. All right, Rudolph. All right.
But you have
not going to let Rudolph have any more foot rubs.
What?
You have to dig that he's into you doing voices. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm totally down with that. Yeah. He's into a bunch of different stuff. Yeah. He's really, really cool. He's a good, good kid.
You can start the countdown for Be Quiet, Dad. That'll eventually happen. But it's
that'll
fun.
Happen. And we all watch the shows where, they're cute when they're little. And then, like the sitcom kids, and he's breaking into a hospital. Anyway, we'll take a break more fun and more thrills.
Was that Gary Coleman who did that?
No, it was a blonde kid. I forgot. It was some cute little blonde kid. About 8 of them did it.
Yeah.
All wanted opiates. But anyway, let's take a break and we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Pelosi the power broker. Will she take back the speakership? And will Donald Trump pardon Paul Manafort? Plus, what do the GM layoffs mean for the president? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Brand new Political Persuasions. We'll be taping it tomorrow. Big news. It happened so fast.
Yes.
This week with the sentencing letter from the special counsel's office about Michael Flynn and also the Saudi prince and the briefing from the CIA. Just tons of stuff going on.
I hope you find
on.
Something to talk about.
And the market's crashing. Thanks, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Quip. Have you ever heard the buzz about the gift that's on everyone's list this year? It's something they'll use twice every day. It was featured on Oprah's O List, and it's perfect for everyone with a mouth. A mouth. The It Gift is Quip. It's an electric toothbrush designed to make brushing better. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums, and a built-in timer with guiding pulses to remind you when to switch sides. Plus, Quip doesn't require a clunky charger and runs for 3 months on one charge. 3 months! Did you hear that? Do they teach you that here?
Brad!
I use Quip because it guarantees that I'm brushing my teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, and that's why they have over 5,000 verified 5-star reviews. So give the gift of dental health. Quip looks like a big-ticket tech gift, but it has a stocking stuffer price of just $25, starting at $25. That is awesome. If you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush, but you don't have to tell your giftee that. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS, and we thank you.
Mike, it's
thank
not you. In the thank copy, you. But here's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Quip toothpaste. The best.
Yes.
Love it. Love it. So great.
The bomb. Let me tell you that Oscar is normally the one that brings tech savvy to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tech check.
This is what he does.
I rarely get a chance to do this. I saw this on a viral video, so I'm not, this is not my own original idea, but it was something that Ryan Seacrest was explaining to Kelly Ripa on a show that I have not watched in years. I have not watched the Ryan and Kelly show. How are the ratings for that? Have they talked about that at all?
Let me look that up for you, Mike.
You know what? I you hear very little about it. It seems to me like what used to be a really sound ratings earner and a money earner.
It was a go-to. Everybody watched that.
But when Regis left, it just seemed to sort of decay. Now it seems like it's just holding a place.
It was still great with Strahan.
Was it?
It's different with Seacrest.
With Ryan?
While I'm a fan, it's the same thing. You hear him everywhere.
Does he ever clear his throat?
I think he's overexposed. Okay.
How are you feeling, by the way?
Me?
Are you all right?
Not great. I'm yelling at people, you know, things are getting done. What's hard about being an entertainer, Mike? Running the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Yes, very tough.
Should you ever choose to entertain?
You gotta wear many hats.
Yeah,
and you have to put many hats on, and I'm not a hat guy.
I don't know. I think you'd look good in a sombrero, especially after you're 23andMe.
Thank you very
much. No, I could actually wear a dashiki.
Or, you know, you could wear one of the pointed Asian hats as well.
Yes.
You have so many you can choose
I'm
from.
Sure that everybody's at a rice paddy field.
That's right. Rice paddy was my DJ.
He could wear it looks like a ski cap, doesn't it?
Oh.
Right? That thing where they wear play the pan flute. You know what I mean? Up in the mountains.
Yes.
Right? He could do that.
Those are pretty trendy.
He could wear it. That's really not the... I need a music bed for South American native indigenous people. Mm. Because that's a pretty...
The pan flute is that.
I play this and that sound... Yeah, all right. The pan flute is that.
The pan flute is goat. I remember as a child, I was born a poor black child.
That's right.
As a child, you would hear the pan flute outside my window.
That's right. And it was playing the song called My Father's on an Airplane.
From the cholos. Selling their wares.
That's wonderful. What were you saying, though? You were talking about something.
I'm sitting here looking at the ratings. I remember it was such a big deal when Strahan left. Because she was pissed. They had to bring a heavy hitter in. They brought Ryan Seacrest in. And I'll tell you this, that as of this past September, this is the latest I have from the ratings, Live with Kelly and Ryan post their 15-week ratings high. Now, the comparison to Strahan is not one-to-one because it looks like they lost their edge, but they're still holding their numbers.
All right. So they're still watched. And Michael Strahan left. Ryan Seacrest came in. And I see a clip from the show, and it pertains to something that I do all the time. I auto-dictate texts constantly.
Right.
My wife got me in the habit. But I'm terrible at it. It's not that I'm terrible at it. It's that I think the technology
software is
really not as refined as it could be. Maybe it'll get better. But I'm constantly texting people, and I've got a lot to say on a text, and I just don't have time to type it as I'm driving in the car or something like that. And then you'll have to go back inevitably and mess it up. Or you'll say, by the way, guys, we're taping at 8, Mambo Dog Face to the Banana Patch, and it just looks terrible. And I used to have to sit there and take my finger on the text and go to the spot with my finger, with Einen finger, where, well, do you know that if you do that now, and let me show you what I'm talking about. All right, say I'm going to dictate a text.
Okay? All right.
First of all, let me turn my Bluetooth off so I can do that properly.
Yes. Hit the microphone icon.
All right, thank you. I know what icon to hit when I'm doing the text.
It's a button adjacent to the space bar.
Rob, don't patronize me, you incredible.
Live with Kelly and Ryan topped Ellen for the second week in a row.
And of course, when I want to do this, now it's perfect.
Both households.
It said, Rob, don't patronize me, you incredible hump.
Use some sloppier diction. Like slur a little bit.
All right, let me just get rid of it. This is terrible. I hate
Live
Apple.
With Kelly and Ryan.
Apple bones me.
All the time.
Like everything bones me.
All the time.
All right. Hey, guys, we're going to do a Thursday show for Christmas time, and I want to make sure everybody's going to be all right. Here we go. All right. So what I said was, hey, guys, going to do a Thursday show for Christmas time, and I want to make sure, but it's going to be all right. Well, I don't want to say that. So
you want to correct
I would
it.
Normally go, and I...
What is your usual process?
Well, the usual process is I try to...
Oh, you try to fix it within the actual text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now, if I want to do that, you just hold the space bar, and you can move that cursor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can move it wherever
you never
want.
Knew that?
Oh, now shut up. You know what? That a lot of people don't know this. A lot of people don't know this. That you can hold the space bar to make the correct. Did you know that, Rob? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, both of you can bite my ass. I swear to God.
Do you use two thumbs to text or just one thumb to text?
He talks.
I'm talking about auto-dictating and going back and creating. And I use one finger. I use one finger to text.
Would it be faster just for you to erase it and re...
Sometimes it is faster.
Probably.
Yeah, dictate it,
but
right?
Sometimes there's just a word and you want to make that correction. But if for me, I never knew... So you've known this all along, that you can hold the space bar and put it anywhere.
Makes it a lot easier. The tapping,
how long have you known that? Tell me how long you've known that.
A couple months.
Okay, see, not that long, though, right?
Long. 60 days is pretty long time.
No. That's, you don't get credit for that. If it's just 2 months, how long have you known it?
I don't know a time where I haven't done that when I need to move around a paragraph.
How did you find that out? Did you just read the instructions?
No,
Seacrest called him.
Most of my phone and how I interact with it is by accident. You're like, oh, this does this.
Mm-hmm.
They give you 10 tips you could read at the beginning when you boot up your phone. Who actually reads those 10 tips?
Never have.
No, I know. Let me ask. Well,
then how did you find out about it?
I saw it online.
Okay, so like I did, only a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're playing a game here where you're trying to say that you found out.
No, I'm just saying.
I knew all along, but you really
didn't know all
along.
You
found out a little earlier.
A couple months ago. It's a very helpful thing. I'm wondering if it has always been there, though.
May I explain this a little better if they're not watching on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So,
Mrs. Carmichael.
It doesn't matter,
Mrs. Carmichael,
if you are dictating or writing a paragraph. Uh-huh. If you have an iPhone... And instead of trying to find the exact perfect location within your text to push your actual finger to fix a word or make a space, you can hold the space bar down and then move it around the actual text as you just pull it up.
That was so clear.
With your finger.
Do you understand what he was just saying? I mean,
no, I think he might have muddied the water a little bit.
Well, right, how about you try?
Okay, I would say that if you need to... correct something you've written on your iPhone, you can move the cursor by holding your thumb on the space bar.
Yes.
Is there a helicopter outside?
Yes. There's a helicopter
every
landing.
Time you guys talk, I hear...
It's probably...
I know our listeners won't hear that, but I do.
And I would say that it's probably Pence landing.
Could be.
And it could be the first family as well, because they would land at observatory instead of driving across the city to get to the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, to get to the National Cathedral.
Yeah, because when I hit Waze this morning, it said that my best route was by helicopter to get to work today.
But do you use that feature, Rob? You
all the time.
Seem very smug about it.
No, but ever since I discovered it or I found out about it a couple months ago, it's very helpful. It's
very, very cool. And Ryan Seacrest showed Kelly, then that video went viral, and that's how I found out, and I brought it to this show. And I bet there are a number of people that now don't know that you can hold down the space bar on your phone when you're texting to make a correction somewhere in the text so you don't have to go back and either redictate or rewrite the whole thing.
How did Kelly react to it?
She took her top off.
No.
It was pretty special. It was very, very, very cool.
G-O-P-L-E-S-S. Thomas.
Let's talk about the Bush funeral when we come back because it's a big day in our nation's capital where you guys are. You guys are blocks from where all this is going to transpire.
Roads are blocked.
And I will also tell you about my needle procedure where the man that threw me for a loop in the office. That was earlier this week. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, the holidays. Fun time, family time, Santa time. Oh, I'm going to stop talking like Orson Welles. It's Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, and a great time to take some time to subscribe to your TMOS bonus package. That's right. Ah, the French. Yes, folks, you can grab all of next year's great bonus content
right now.
Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. It's the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. All the info is waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, you bonehead. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. The best kind of gift ever. Ah, the Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. So get them and get ready to laugh all year long.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Cold weather is here,
yes.
And winter hydration is more important than you know. That's why you need Liquid IV, one of my favorite products in the whole wide world. Liquid IV is an electrolyte drink mix that you simply add to a 16-ounce bottle of water. I don't think they're going to mind me saying this, but I can add it to a 30-ounce bottle of water,
absolutely.
And I love it. That's what I do with it. It can provide the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water, and it tastes amazing. Proper hydration fights jet lag. You know what I know they're going to, I hope they don't come back to me and say, why'd you say 30 ounces? Because I love it with 30 ounces. Why? I take one of my big Rubbermaid bottles
your own
of
man.
Water.
Be your own man.
Yeah, you're not a slave to the client.
Yes.
Here it is.
Hey.
Proper hydration fights jet lag, prevents cold and flu, fights altitude sickness, aids digestion, and it's the best thing for the morning after the night before. Liquid IV delivers hydration faster and more efficiently than water alone. And when it comes, it also comes in convenient and portable powder packets. Convenient and portable powder packets.
Great for travel.
It's non-GMO. Thanks, Rob. It's non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. And Liquid IV donates one serving to people in need for every order placed. Plus, Liquid IV contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 20% off at liquid-iv.com when you use your code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquid-iv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. So don't wait. Visit liquid-iv.com, promo code TMOS, and get hydrated today.
Nice.
Woo!
What was
Save me
Maddie,
in Vegas.
What, is everything all right? Why, Maddie,
oh, we're just in? Looking at some network issues that have nothing to do with this program.
All right, just checking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, make sure.
The show is nice and tight.
Tight and bright and out of sight.
Very good. I want to talk to you guys. I want to ask you guys about everything going on in D.C. I've been watching a lot of it on the news. I find it very touching. But before I do that, I had a medical procedure on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm going to test drive it to see if it's working okay. Where they gave me a shot in the back where in 3 different spots to see if I could calm my back down a little bit. Oscar, I'm kind of a test bunny for you to see what's going to happen with that.
I can't wait to get shot up.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Is it still a little tweaky? Yeah, it's still a little tweaky. Is
you
it perfect? I have no
you
idea.
Feel improvement?
It's tough to say. They say 3 to 5 days is when you really
know.
You
cleaned out a garage.
Yeah.
I cleaned out a garage.
Put up
I was
a tree.
Okay with that. I did have a moment where occasionally if I bump into something, I think I got hurt and I jerk because I think something's going to hit me or something pinches a finger or something. It'll go right down to my back and I'll go like that. Had a little moment like that. Other than that, I'll let you know how it goes today. And I'll let the doc know that too. But Monday was the procedure and I have to go down to this place to get the needle. And I didn't tell you about the guy that came in with the old lady, right? So we go to this office, and it's not that heavily traveled, which is okay with me. On this particular day, that can be good and bad.
Yes.
But on this particular day, I'm getting ready, and I'm nervous because any way you slice it, they're putting a needle into your spine.
Sure.
That's what they're doing. They're doing this, and it's, and they're going to take x-rays to see where the needle is, and that's how they're going to do it.
You told us you had a chatty Cathy of a doctor as well.
It's it wasn't a chatty Cathy. They were chatting about their TVs. I told you about the procedure.
Yeah, but they're trying to distract you.
They were doing the act.
Yeah. And before the procedure, I'm a little nervous. And in walks this guy. The guy is probably in his late 40s.
Okay.
And he is with a woman in a wheelchair, or not really a wheelchair, but one of those walkers that has a seat on it.
Mm. Like
and
a scooter sort of thing?
No, it's a walker on wheels, but it's got a pad. My mom had it late in her life. It's for older people. You can use it as a walker, but you can sit on it.
Oh, too, I know what you mean. Yeah.
To rest. Mm-hmm. All right. And she looks like she weighs about 60 pounds. She is skin and bones, and she's about 1,000 years old.
Mm.
And I've gotten this in these medical offices. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know whether it's a caretaker. I don't know whether it's him getting some procedure because there's so much judgment you do. And I'm stressed. And what I don't need in a lobby, especially a big empty lobby of this office, is a loud talker.
Mm-hmm.
and a manic loud talker. And a manic loud talker to the point where he's doing things like drumming on his legs. And he's talking to her, and he's having this animated discussion. And she's going, and he's going, well, that's what I said because I remember that. And Pete was going to do that. And he's screaming. He's so loud. And Carla's saying what she always says to me, calm down. I said, the guy is, what is wrong with him? What is wrong with, and he's manic, right. and he's jumping. He gets on the elevator, goes up to the second floor, and he's going, whistling loud up at the top. I'm like, what is his deal? What is his problem? And I said, there's no way in hell this is a May-December romance. There is no way. I said, I'm thinking either a caretaker,
right,
or offspring, that he's taking care of mom and stuff like that. And then the judgment, and we paint, Carl and I are sitting there, and we paint a complete scenario about this guy.
But that's the best thing to do in a lobby, in a waiting room. The magazines suck. What you do is you begin to analyze.
Judge.
You begin to analyze.
And, and if you take it to the next level, you did, and I do it all the time, you make a backstory.
So we do that.
Yeah,
we do that because that's the only way we can. The guy is so manic and he's so loud. He finally settles down, and then we begin the show. He's sitting across from her. She's now sitting in a chair in the lobby.
Right.
And they're far enough away from us where we lean in and we start creating the scenario. And I said, okay, this is a son who lives with mom.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't work because he's wearing gym shorts and a white t-shirt. He's not wearing anything that would indicate any work, either manual labor or blue collar or white collar. It's a, he is living with mom. And what
you say the same thing about
Rob. Hey,
I moved out of my house though.
I said, if there is a marriage here, it's even worse. Now, it's down in Naples, Florida, which has, you know, a lot of richy riches that are down there. So you don't know what this is. And then, so.
Are you thinking eccentric millionaires?
She is dressed.
Yeah.
She is dressed to the nines.
Okay.
She is wearing a black pantsuit with like sequins on it.
Nice.
And a matching. And a
maybe he's
and a
like,
matching hat.
Maybe he's like the Billy Madison of the family.
I don't know, but we did it. And then Carla, with the tip in, says to me, and you know, he might be here for the meds. I'm like,
yes,
that's what it is. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, before we could finish the story, I was called back into the needle room and everything was fine. And we never saw him again. So that's it. You know, it's a, by the way, if somebody stresses you out, just whisper to your, if you got a significant other there, just whisper and get the backstory. And that'll, judging is so much fun.
It is.
Judging is so wonderful. You don't have to, make a conflict with anybody. And everything was fine.
And in this day of smartphones, it's easy to sometimes capture a photo. I remember one time,
I'll send you a picture.
I was in a lobby. I think I did text you the picture. A guy was drifting in and out of sleep across from me in the waiting room, but he had the longest, pointiest shoes I've ever seen. They were almost genie-like, but they didn't curve up at the end. Mm. But for, I would say, let's say they were a size 11 shoe. They had the length of a size 16.
And all right, then, I have a request. Okay. I have a request. Can we all make a request? Because Oscar's done it. He's done it to me with you.
Yes.
Like with your feet.
Yes.
Can we all make a request that Oscar does it probably more than you and I do it?
Yeah. Right.
But let's all make a resolution for 2019 that we will make efforts to take pictures of things that amuse us send them to each other.
I love that.
I think that would be a wonderful activity.
Yes.
And then if they're really good, we can share them on the show. That would be spectacular.
It would be like Omerigram.
Yeah, lots of pics.
Hey,
I would not be doing my job if I didn't tell you with the goings on. What's it like, Oscar? You live down here with all the comings and going. Rob, you commute through the area.
Day of mourning here in Washington
with
D.C.
the 41st president's funeral.
What I found touching. Look, TV can spin anything they want, so it depends on what channel you're watching and what your flavor and what your proclivity for politics may be. But in my neighborhood, which again, there's only one nice room in the house and the dogs live in it. But I live in a pretty damn nice neighborhood.
He does.
The idea that some of these residents, I guess, maybe worked with administration or actually knew the Bush family, they draped their windows and homes and doors in black. Like that's I've never seen that in my life.
Wow. So they've got the crepe hanging for the 41st.
Yes. This is,
that's amazing.
This is something
that surreal to see walking out.
How big a deal is it? Is it massive?
It's massive,
right?
And it's hard to explain. But
the lines outside the Capitol yesterday.
Through the night, mm-hmm. you can feel the mood in the in the nation and in the city.
It's good for
certainly.
The country, I think.
But you know, I've been through deaths of presidents in my life, but I've not seen it like this.
No.
And I was thinking, why? Because he's not historically going to ever be regarded as one of the great presidents.
Why would you say that?
Because he was a one-term president, and he came at an odd time. I just don't think history will be kind to him, but I don't think he's going to be.
I completely disagree with you.
All right, I don't. One-term president. That's why I think
what he was able to do politically.
Well, I'm talking not about the man. I'm talking about the presidency.
The presidency.
You never know. I mean, it's.
Can I highlight a couple things right now?
You can't.
First off, certainly not going to. It's not like Reagan. He's not going to be regarded like Reagan.
But the idea.
He already isn't regarded like Reagan.
But think about the restraint it took to not go into Baghdad and just do what he said he was going to do.
I don't disagree with anything. And we are certainly learning about his presidency and his career and
his economic policy, which set the table with what he did with Reagan while they were in office together.
But I agree with Rob. I just don't think he will go down in history. I don't think he will be treated unkindly.
I agree
with
that.
But I do not think he will go down in history as one of the, because
hasn't
been mentioned that much.
I will say this, Oscar, there is no way to know the way history would treat a president. For example, at the end of the Carter administration, they thought he was a tremendous louse, essentially, and history's been very kind to President Carter, showing that he was
post-presidency.
You get brain cancer, you get plus points.
But what I think is that
he beat it too.
I think there is a time in our nation right now where we are so down. Our national mood is low.
Yeah.
And the fact that
our cholesterol is high.
speaking for myself. But when something like this, even though it is a tragic event that brings us together nationally, I think people are ready to embrace this moment. And I think it's becoming a bigger deal than if he had died at another time in our history.
I totally agree. That is a beautiful assessment. I think you're absolutely right. It's becoming huge. And I bet in Washington, D.C. right now, it's absolutely amazing.
It is.
It's truly something.
And for those of you that were probably listening to yesterday's show, and I had a crass moment when I was like, hey, man, it was nice seeing the Bush family there. And who was the smoke show with, because they're all attractive, but there's one blonde that really stuck out.
Well, did you get some emails? Did you get some letters?
Oh, no, I did some digging myself. I'm like, I like to follow up with information that I have not found yet.
I see.
Here I was thinking
No.
What was that?
The young lady married into the Bush family.
Yeah.
It was one of his nephew's wives. Now, I tried to find out more about her creepily, and then I stopped myself and I said, you've gone too far, sir.
There you go.
I just didn't know if this was a direct offspring or
what
if
Oscar
it was married
actually,
in.
What actual Oscar said
if she
is,
was married in.
I'm not going to research this until the body cools.
Thank you. That's very,
well,
very,
I mean, did you scare,
I admire
you,
your discipline.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like a
dog
with a bow.
Self-control. That's wonderful. Send me the name. We'll take a break, and more fun and more thrills coming up. We've got news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob and Katie.
Hey there! This is Katie of the Cake and Cookie Show, and we're back, bitches! And I only say that because I've had too much wine and Rob has had too much Smirnoff. On this episode, we explain our absence and we discuss our trip to Vegas for the Mike O'Mara Live Show. We even talk ballet and old school radio jobs. You'll miss out if you don't tune in. Click away, crumbs.
Cake and cookies.
Is that
it's
so
the
happy?
Rob and Katie Show.
She was plowed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Alex Papp, the ding-dong daddy of NorCal realtors. We love him. And if you're a Northern Californian, Alex Papp loves you too, everybody. Let me tell you, put your trust in Alex. He's tall. He's dark and he's thrifty. Yes, sirree, thrifty Alex. God, guys are nuts.
Hello, tall,
besides,
dark, and thrifty.
Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding you the perfect home to writing an aggressive offer and even finding you the best lender for your loan and pre-approval. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call. on his personal cell phone, endorsed by Alan Arkin.
Hey!
Alex! Alex! 916-276-2129. 916-276-2129. You can rap with Pap. Alexander Pap is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Davis to Chico to Carmel. And no one says no when Alex shows them a house in Fresno. Stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE 0198-6031. Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Pap, and we love Alex, and thank you for unwrapping the fruitcake. Thank you very much.
News.
I seem to put this lady in the news all the time. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
This is a yoga story.
Yoga.
Hey, boo-boo.
Gwyneth does some weird stuff and, like, takes credit for stuff and just says stuff a lot and just is out there.
She's got a great publicist, apparently.
In a new interview with the Wall Street Journal magazine, Gwyneth takes credit for making yoga a thing. I'd love to know what your wife thinks about this. She says, quote, "I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently, and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And literally, I turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before. Oh my God.
Isn't she like in her?
She's out of control.
She's like in her 40s, right?
Okay, so let's do some wild math here, right? Yeah. Brad Pitt, right. Left her.
Right.
You've got Chris Martin, left her.
Right.
Right? They made the right decision.
Yeah.
It just seems her like Apple she's now. A little self-important. Yeah. That's, you know, you have this job.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, yoga was the thing. Gwyneth Paltrow may have been a yoga supporter, but she was not that ever that big where she was a mover and a shaker and she could influence people.
All I know is this, Mike. Everybody to this day, and right now it's very popular to eat food, but right. I was eating food back then.
I know.
And so, hey, you know, if you eat food today, how about a little thanks, huh?
Yeah. I'll never forget the first time I saw Gwyneth have an apple. And I said, oh, apples, is that a thing? parents, when did you first tell your kids that Santa isn't real?
What?
I don't remember being told, and I don't remember telling either of my daughters. Whenever, I think it just sort of happens. Whenever it was, I'll bet you held out longer than Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell.
Hollywood's it couple!
They've already had a talk with their kids. Oh, shut up. They're 5 and 3. Dax says, quote, this is going to be very controversial. Well, you hope so, Dax, so yes. You can be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fundamental rule that I will never lie to them, which is challenging at times.
Well, he doesn't want to lie because can you imagine if that nose grew?
Oh, God. Our 5-year-old started asking questions like, well, this doesn't make sense, and that doesn't make sense. I'm like, you know what? This is just a fun thing that we pretend while it's Christmas. Hey, Dax, way to go. Good job.
I found out when I saw my Teal Hyamit, who used to dress as Santa Claus, in his red bikini briefs on top of a picnic table downstairs during a Feliz Navidad party.
Yeah, my dad found out when he saw Santa drinking at the bar at the... his dad was an elk or no, what do you call it? Masonic. He was a Mason. A Mason. Right. Like the
a
Masonic
Freemason?
He was a Freemason.
You're not supposed to tell people.
It's sort of water under the bridge. But when he saw Santa drinking at the bar at the Mason Lodge, he knew. My mom, to this day, harbors a mini grudge against my Aunt Gail for telling me.
Really? Yeah. Aunt Gail told you?
Aunt Gail told me.
The Freemason situation?
No, for telling me about Santa Claus.
Hey, did you know Freemasons horrible. Actually don't work with brick?
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you very much for that.
But they come from an
story.
They actually do come from brick
workers. Yeah, but I thought they were like brick workers.
I don't care what Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell tell
us. Oh, sorry.
Well, you know what? Kristen Bell likes Kristen Bell a lot.
Yes, she does. Very good. The NFL would like to change how punts work, and it could happen as early as next season. There's just one hang-up. They don't have any clue what to do. The issue is safety, obviously. I think I get nervous when I watch punts as an NFL fan. You watch that. You never know when they're going to get beheaded if they
tremendous
you know, get a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before the season, concussions were 5 times more likely to occur on kickoffs than in the average run or pass play, making it the most dangerous play in the game. punts are next on that list, causing twice as many concussions as the average play. The league made some changes to kickoffs this season, including eliminating running starts by the kicking team and making new rules for blocking, and it helped. Now they're moving on to punts. And in addition to making them safer, they'd like to reduce the penalties since it's the most penalized play in football. So, do you have a good idea for the NFL?
I do.
They're currently, what's your idea?
It's twofold. First of all, instead of kicking the ball, you're going to actually punch the ball. You have to hit it with your hand and it won't go as far. And also the kicking team, or in this case, the punching team, has to wear blindfolds. Just for that
sports
play.
Guy, Rob Spiewak. Thank you. Thank you for that. Send it to the commissioner's office in a letter form.
Thank you.
There's a tweet that's going viral right now from Business Insider's food website, Food Insider. They say we've been eating burgers wrong for our whole lives, and we're supposed to eat them upside down. Here's the theory, is that the top bun is bigger than the bottom bun, so it'll do a better job absorbing all the juices and condiments and keeping everything together. So your burger won't be as likely to fall apart or drip as you eat it. People are split on social media. Oh, yeah, people are split. That's interesting. I'll give it a try. Anyway, would you try it, the upside-down burger? I'm thinking about it now.
I'm not really a big to-go guy as far as moving and eating.
Right.
So, but if I had to run with a burger and I had to be neat about it, that would be the neatest way to eat it.
I've done it actually, but not because of that reason, just because if it's a larger burger, if you pick it up and then turn it towards you, it's going to be upside down.
See, he's like Gwyneth Paltrow with burgers. You did it first.
Yeah, but I'm not taking credit for it.
That was
so if there's somebody that hands you a burger upside down, you can just say, you wouldn't have this job if it wasn't for me.
You wouldn't be a morbidly obese if it wasn't for me.
Do you have any insulin?
9-year-old Dane Best lives in Severance, Colorado. It's a small town outside of Fort Collins, about 60 miles north of Denver. And for the past 98 years, they've had an active ban on snowball fights. Or flights. Snowball fights in Colorado, obviously a thing. The law stated you couldn't throw objects at people, animals, or property. So it was more about throwing rocks and stuff that might hurt someone. No one had ever been arrested for throwing a rock fight. No one had ever been arrested for throwing a snowball, but technically it was illegal. So on Monday, Dane, who is 9 years old, showed up to a city council member meeting in a bow tie, and he gave an impassioned 3-minute speech on why the law was unjust. And in the end, the city council voted unanimously to overturn the law.
Hey, yes. Good for him.
A bunch of other kids were there with their parents and cheered when the law was passed. Yeah, isn't that sweet?
So is this just snowballs or can we throw rocks now?
And then the mayor. I would really do a deep dive on the law. That would be funny. I would laugh at that if like a lawyer did that. Technically, now you can throw a rock at your neighbor's windshield.
The lawyer can actually be like outside of the town council office and throw a rock at one of the council members.
And then turn to the camera and go, see, perfectly legal. Well, he and his 4-year-old brother Dax got to throw the first legal snowball.
Dane and Dax, you have two Daxes in your news.
Yeah, Dax and Dane.
Yeah, that's good.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hey, you know what? I didn't throw a snowball at their mother for naming him that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Very hostile today.
And now a little something. There's a 52-year-old guy named Robert Somley, who's a landscaper in Monroe, Connecticut, not far from where I was born and raised. And he and a 48-year-old female coworker were recently working at a home when he said he needed a break. About 20 minutes later, she went inside the home and found him naked, watching porn,
oh, no,
and covering himself in maple syrup.
Oh, no.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
And shockingly, she said that was a turn-on, and she asked if she could join in.
Oh.
According to the police report, they did some foreplay stuff involving the syrup and also brought some blueberry jelly into the mix. But the woman found out later that Robert had taken a video of the entire thing with his phone, and even though she was cool with all the syrup and jelly play, she wasn't okay with him recording it without her permission. So she went to the cops, and they got a search warrant for Robert's phone and found the videos.
Yeah.
So he was arrested for voyeurism. Almost didn't happen, though, because it was tough to get the phone out of his hands because it was stuck. Sorry.
Is
That's
it
all I got
weird
today.
For me
Thank
to think,
you.
Was it your you know, average, like Aunt Jemima, or was it like the...
Oh, in New England, it'd have to be the pure stuff.
I think it was probably... you're thinking what brand of syrup?
Yes.
I'm thinking, was it over his entire body? Was it just on a certain area of his body?
I'm just thinking, this is the first time after 25 years I've ever heard you use the word jelly play.
Jelly play.
Jelly play.
Jelly play.
We'll take a break. Gross. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whatever
I touch. Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
There he is.
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomerashow.com.
Yes,
that's Rob
Pony.
With two B's.
Yeah.
I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along.
There you go.
Time for a nap.
All right, Potty Boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by our Holiday Shopping Center. Tis the season.
Yes.
And when you think of holiday shopping, look no further than Walmart.com. Mm.
That's right, baby.
Not only does Walmart.com have everything your local Walmart has, they also sell millions with an M of other items that you can only find online. So if you need it, Walmart.com has it. Their gift guide makes it easy to shop. Plus, you get the convenience of online shopping, and it gets even better. When you access the site through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Meara Show, and that will definitely put you in the holiday spirit. No crowds, no hassle, just point, click, buy, and support TMOS. Just make sure to access Walmart through their banner on our website. You can't miss it. So if you need it, buy it right now.
When?
What?
Huh?
By clicking Walmart at MikeOMerashow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Walmart and TMOS, it doesn't get any better than this. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for today. 20 more days. 20 more days till Christmas.
Time is a fleeting.
Time is a fleeting big.
Mike, upon your mention of it yesterday, it made me do a little bit of research, and there is now a trailer out for the new reality show, The Lindsay Lohan Beach Club.
Ooh.
The topic of the reality show is she's opened a club in
Greece, right?
Yeah, is it Mykonos? Is that how you
Mykonos.
Say it? Mykonos, Greece. And she sounds great.
I've gone through so much in my past. People always have given me trouble.
I want to start again because what you need to know is this. This is a trailer.
I've gone through so much in my past.
This is designed to sort of drum up excitement for the show. And this is the take they used. Lindsay.
I've gone through so much in my past. People always have given me trouble for going to clubs. So why don't I just open my own?
It's Lindsay's Club.
Welcome to my Mykonos. To work for me, you have to be the best of the best.
Lindsay's way.
I want to build an empire here. Did you miss me?
Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. New series premieres Tuesday, January 8th at 8 on MTV.
Hey, pause it for a second.
That's it. That's the end of it.
Do you think they got a friend of Lindsay's to do the voiceover?
Of course.
It sounds like they did. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Guys, you can't get high on your own supply. She's going to be the one that takes down that place.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're absolutely right.
Oh, my God.
Man.
That is, I mean, it's just, I don't know. She hasn't aged with any real dignity, and
no,
it's just
don't
gross.
You get the feeling that deep down, don't you feel like she's still like 24? And then
starting like that.
And even with her friend, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. And by the way, how old is she now? Is she 35? Is she 40?
I'll give you a little confirmation right now.
Because I would be curious to... Now, listen, I owned a restaurant when I was in my 40s.
Yes.
Thank you for getting the jingle. There it is.
I didn't know that you were going to bring it up.
32, Mike. 32.
Oh, she's only 32.
Yeah, but she just...
But it's still
it's a rough
like
32.
She was a child star. The thing about it... Having fun?
I am.
Good.
Did you get higher in your own supply?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I drank a lot in my own bar.
Yeah,
some
but you were an excellent tipper.
I was. No, they said I wasn't.
Oh,
but anyway,
they said I wasn't.
No, just a couple of disgruntled waitresses said that. I think that it's just with Lindsay, Your chosen profession was you were a child star.
Yes.
And then your only claim to fame is fame. This is one of the people, this is just like successful versions of it, like the Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
This is fame for fame's sake. She's never contributed. She's never really done anything.
You're right.
She's only 32. And now she's going to be a bar owner and have a reality show. It's just, look, everybody, I don't begrudge anybody trying to make a living, but I don't think I'm going to be into this. Right. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, let me change the topic here. Are you distracted by this? Does that distract you?
Sounds like a scream.
It is. At Cal State Northridge, there is a female fan that screams during every free throw. And it's become such a thing, they actually talked about it on SportsCenter last night.
A lady goes to the free throw line, and now we hear a lady from Northridge yelling.
To the other team?
Oh, my. Settle down.
She was doing it all night.
All night.
All night.
In the Northridge jersey.
Correct. Where do you get one of those?
At the Northridge team store, right that, there on campus.
.edu or .com?
Here we come. Big free throw here.
That's pretty
funny. That's how they're trying to win their games.
You
there.
Can kind of the rules, right? There are no rules, right? No. You can kind of do whatever you want when the opposing team in your home court is doing that. You know, we'll see. We'll see if it continues.
Have you ever heard the sound of a gavel combined with a jail door slamming and 500 Japanese monks slamming their feet on the floor?
Ooh.
No, but it sure sounds like we're going to hear it now. Isn't that right?
Actually, you have, and you've heard it for many years on many different incarnations. That's how they created this sound. From Law and Order.
Oh, I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Give it to me again. What is it?
It's over 10 sounds, but it's primarily a jail door slamming, a judge's gavel, and the sound of 500 Japanese monks slamming their feet on a hardwood floor. Those are the three main sounds they wanted.
But why does it sound so musical?
I don't know. But the guy said he wanted to electronically or artificially give the suggestion of a jail door slamming. So he started with a jail door slamming and then altered it. But the thing about the monks, that's got to be it. Because, you know, music, wood has a tone to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some musical quality.
So if you've got 1,000 feet slamming down, that must be why it sounds like this. I just thought that was pretty cool.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I had no idea. I had no idea. So, Mission Impossible Fallout is out on Blu-ray.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys watched it in the theater? I saw it in the theater.
And?
Loved it.
There is on the Blu-ray, there's some extras. One of the extras, I just wonder the motivation behind this. It's Tom Cruise backstage at the new Top Gun movie talking about how he hates a setting on televisions that makes film look like video, and it's him and the director saying how to unhook it.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise.
Obviously.
And I'm Chris McQuarrie.
Well, obviously.
And we're talking to you from the set of Top Gun Maverick.
We're very proud to present Mission Impossible Fallout, and we want you to enjoy it to the fullest possible effect, just as you would in a theater.
To that end, we'd like a moment of your time to talk to you about video interpolation.
Video interpolation, or motion smoothing, is a digital effect on most high-definition televisions and is intended to reduce motion blur in sporting events and other high-definition programming.
The unfortunate side effect is that it makes most movies look like they were shot on high-speed video rather than film. Now, this is sometimes referred to as the soap opera effect.
Yes.
Most HD TVs come with this feature already on by default, and turning it off requires navigating a set of menus with interpolation often referred to by another brand name. Filmmakers are working with manufacturers to change the way video interpolation is activated on your television, giving you easier access and greater choice over when to use this feature.
The thing about that is that's his same read he would use for a child hunger spot.
but this is
so serious about it.
It's genius because what they're selling is Top Gun.
Right.
The video interpolation. Sorry about the phony.
Hey.
But that in another movie... At an add-on, it's just a commercial for Top Gun 2, which will be out in about a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, two more quick tapes. This is another reference back to yesterday's show. Do you remember the guy who thought he was rescuing the man hanging from the gutter because he thought it was Clark Griswold?
Caused a stir because he was stupid and he didn't realize it was a dummy.
I didn't realize that there was a security camera at that house that has audio of him fumbling with the ladder and trying to save the guy. Here is the guy so stupid that he thought a mannequin, and up close, he thought a mannequin was a real guy.
Oh, mister, please hold on.
The ladder.
All right. Can you reach it? Can you reach it? Help!
Help! Can you reach it?
Do you smell a rat?
I don't. I do not.
I smell a rat.
Really?
You saw the video. I didn't see the video, but it sounds like, can you reach it? I mean, you'd know pretty quickly.
Well, I just think he's stupid.
What's someone's reaction, that if you're a natural reaction?
It would be panic.
Right? It wouldn't be, can you reach it?
No. No, it sounds. Play it again. Play it again, because I smell my crap detector. Too convenient.
Help!
Could he be that stupid, though?
No, he can't, and it's too convenient.
So now
and
we've the lost video you. Is too we've convenient. Lost you.
You watch the video. What do you now? Think about it. Now that I'm telling you, my crap detector mm-hmm. with the audio. Sometimes the crap detector works just with the audio. You know, is it in frame perfectly? Does the see, video I show only, anything
I,
else?
I only heard the audio. I didn't.
Oh, you
see
only
the
heard
video,
the audio.
So yeah, so I can't comment
okay.
to that.
We'll have to. To be continued.
You know what?
To be
our continued. Listeners will help.
That's right.
Yes,
they love to tell us when we're
can
dumb.
Can you reach it?
They can love to tell us when we're dumb. You
can
dummy.
You reach it? And let's close with one of my favorite personalities that's out there today. Ryan Reynolds is still promoting the PG-rated version of Deadpool. And so he was on Ellen, and he was talking about how great it is to be a father. Here's Ryan Reynolds on Parenthood.
You brought your daughter by herself here, so you love being a dad.
I love it. It's like, it's really kind of made me a better person, I think, you know? I sort of miss being horrible. It's hard. Like, you know, everybody has, it's always a challenge to kids. It's like, you know, I think of like blinking now as like tiny little breaks all day. But, you know, it's a dream, you know? It's the best. They're like my buddies. I love it.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
I think it's a good idea.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's awesome. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS bonus show makes a great gift.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner that says Gift Bonus, Ted.
Ted.
It's easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need anything from Target, Walmart, or Macy's, make sure to shop online and access them through the banner at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.